From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Nearly a month of uncertainty is over for a Chinese activist whose escape from house arrest touched off a diplomatic standoff between China and the United States. Chen Guangcheng, speaking with an Associated Press reporter in Mandarin today, saying he hopes his supporters understand why he is leaving China. Chen, his wife, and two kids are on a United Airlines flight that's scheduled to arrive in Newark, New Jersey this evening. President Obama is meeting with G8 leaders at Camp David today. NPR Scott Horsley reports that Europe's economic troubles are expected to dominate the talks.
The Obama administration says it's up to European governments to address their problems with big debts and sluggish growth. The U.S. is largely a spectator in that effort, even though National Security Advisor Tom Donilon says it's important to America's economy that Europeans get it right.
The United States has an extraordinarily significant stake and the outcome.
President Obama has been pushing Europe to strike a balance between policies that reduce government deficits and those that promote jobs and economic growth. Mr. Obama has an ally in France's new president. François Hollande is attending his first G8 summit after being sworn in on Tuesday. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
President Obama and other NATO leaders will be in Chicago tomorrow, where security is tight ahead of their summit meeting. There have already been protests and more expected today. Mayor Rahm Emanuel is pledging to let protests go on as long as no one breaks the law.
I firmly believe, and I'll just say it, we're going to protect public speech, we're going to protect public safety, and they're not in conflict.
A bond hearing is scheduled this morning for three people arrested while protesting the NATO summit. Police say the three have been charged with terrorism conspiracy, stemming from allegations that they plan to make Molotov cocktails. A rocket owned by the private company SpaceX is still on the launch pad at Cape Canaveral. It had been scheduled to launch early this morning, but there was a glitch. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports that SpaceX is still hoping to send the first commercial spacecraft on a mission to the International Space Station.
Everything was looking good as launch controllers counted down the final seconds, and fire briefly appeared under the tall white rocket.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, and liftoff. We've had a cutoff. Liftoff did not occur.
The computer saw something it didn't like. Slightly high combustion chamber pressure on one engine, and shut everything down. SpaceX has another launch opportunity on Tuesday. The company is trying to send an unmanned capsule full of cargo up to the space station. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
And this is NPR News from Washington. Italian Prime Minister Mario Monti says his government is determined to fight crime and prevent a return to Italy's violent past after today's bombing at a school in southern Italy. In a written statement, Monti offered his condolences to the family of the teenaged girl who was killed and to the at least seven others who were injured. The bomb went off as students were getting ready for classes. There has been no claim of responsibility. There's also been a bombing in eastern Syria. State television is reporting it was a suicide car bomb and that nine people were killed and dozens wounded. Syria says the attack backs its claims that Syria is facing a foreign-sponsored Islamist conspiracy rather than a popular uprising. State TV is showing footage of damaged buildings, smoldering cars, and trucks turned upside down. Today, members of the New Hampshire Episcopalian Diocese are gathered to elect a successor to Gene Robinson, the first openly gay bishop in the history of the church. New Hampshire Public Radio's Sam Evans Brown reports.
The election of Gene Robinson in 2003 tore a rift in the global Anglican community. In 2010, Robinson announced that he would retire next January, saying years of death threats and controversy had taken their toll. The vice chair of New Hampshire's Bishop Search Committee, Margaret Porter, says that sexual orientation did not figure into the selection of candidates.
We selected our nominees based on their fitness to be a bishop of the church.
One of the nominees for Robinson's job, Reverend William Rich, who is currently a priest in Boston, is also openly gay. Later today, around 200 clergy and other faithful will gather at St. Paul's Church in Concord and choose Robinson's successor. For NPR News, I'm Sam Evans Brown in Concord, New Hampshire.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.